But now I'm going to be chatting to Rachel Kennedy, who is the director of the Eastside Arts Festival. Rachel, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pamela.
The Eastside Arts Festival is yet another festival that has gone from strength to strength. This is festival time of year, after all, isn't it?
Festival season, yeah, and we're delighted to be part of the mix. So, yeah, another year of fantastic mixed art form programming running across all sorts of spaces and quirky venues in East Belfast from the 3rd to the 13th of August. So we're very excited.
And it's been going for 6 years, but as the Eastside for 3 years. Yeah. And it's quite surprising because there's so much artistic talent has come from the east of the city.
There is, yeah. So what we try to do through Eastside Arts is talk about some of the really well-known artists that have come out of the east. So, of course, Van Morrison is up there, C.S. Lewis, of course. But what is really exciting about the Eastside Arts programme is that it is absolutely full of artists that are living and working in East Belfast now, today, and are kind of good demonstrations of all of the creativity that lives and breathes in the East and makes it a brilliant place to be. So we try to mix the two so that there's lots of well-known stuff going on, but then there are the things that you can come and discover about the East that you might not have realised.
Because with the whole regeneration of the area as well, I mean, the sculptures that have been going on, I remember last year talking to the sculptor about them, and they're little hidden gems as well.
There are, and of course C.S. Lewis Square and the Narnia sculptures are such a draw. So it's lovely. Our office is at the bottom of the Newtonards Road, and we wander up on a sunny day, and you find people clustered outside the Eastside Visitor Centre, and they're having their coffees and their nice pastries, and it feels very cosmopolitan, and people, of course, enjoying the square and just using it as a kind of a park facility, which it is, of course. So it's a great sort of centre point and a meeting point, and yeah, it's a good it's kind of a good demonstration of the dynamic kind of state of East Belfast at the minute.
Cafes and cupcakes.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. And as you've probably seen in the square, skateboarding dog.
Yes.
So, you know, the East has it all.
It certainly does. Well, that's the East in general, but what's the festival offering this year?
So the festival is a fantastic mixture of all sorts of art forms. So we've got theatre, we've got a lot of live music, we've got circus this year. So something I'd really love to highlight is that we're having a big top, so circus big top, come to C.S. Lewis Square, and it's at the end of the festival. So it's the 11th, 12th and 13th of August, and we will have four family circus shows taking place in this beautiful striped big top. It's a gorgeous venue. I don't know if you've been in it, but it's definitely worth a look.
I will certainly pop in.
Please do. So we've got our family family circus, which is being delivered by Tumble Circus, East Belfast's only international touring circus company.
I never knew we had one. Such a thing.
So they are going to be doing a brilliant kind of Belfast themed family circus show on the Saturday and Sunday. And in the evenings, we've got music happening in the big top because it's a perfect venue for live performance. So a little cabaret tables, fantastic stage, a bar by Horatio Todd's in the evenings. It'll be a brilliant night out. Friday night is cabaret, Saturday night is Gareth Dunlop, and Sunday night is Kieran Lavery. So
one thing about the East, and we've got some venues, but they're not that many. So have you had to sort of create venues?
Well, that's part of the fun of the festival, I suppose, is finding spaces where we can do that. So I suppose a couple that I would that would be new to the East this year would be The Bank, which is an old Ulster Bank at the Hollywood Arches there. And it has been taken over by a group of artists and several thousand bees who live on the roof. But the artists,
really?
Yeah. So the building is privately owned. It was offered to an artist called Adam Turkington to discover if he would like to use it for as a vacant space for artistic purposes for a limited period of time. So 23 artists have moved in. The bank is now a thriving studio space, and they're running a series of courses for us during the festival. So that's one of the spaces that you might not have thought would be available. Another would be the rooftop garden at Skenos, which is being turned into a living room by the Hosford House Project, who are based in Skenos, and we're having some events there, so you'll be able to come and hang out on an inner east city rooftop garden in the middle of August.
Skenos, is that the building that's got all the plants growing up?
It is indeed, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a fabulous building.
It is.
And it's got this little gem of a roof terrace hidden away that nobody knows about.
And is that their own private use? So you can have a go, you can see their own private terrace?
Well, it's a beautiful little space, and they have set it up and designed it so that it's got a little stage at one end and then space for seating and all sorts of things. So I think there's going to be some fun things happening on the roof.
Because also what I've noticed is so many talented craft makers have moved into the different areas that are in there, the little industrial units.
Yeah.
And
in Portview.
Yeah, in Portview. And it's fantastic, it's wonderful in there too.
And I suppose Portview houses Creative Exchange Studios, and they are going to be part of probably not the first, but possibly the biggest late night Art East, which is happening in this year's festival. So that's actually kicks off the festival on Thursday, the 3rd of August. And there are about eight gallery and studio spaces, including the bank and Creative Exchange around the East, artisan galleries included. And there'll be a new exhibition launching of the work of Brian Ballard, which will launch the Eastside Visitor Centre Gallery as well. So you can get a bus or you can just kind of walk around the spaces that are part of the late night art tour, which is very popular across the whole city. So we're really delighted that now we've got a Late Night Art East happening as part of the festival and highlighting again all of those kind of makers and artists and the visual artists that live and work in East Belfast. It'll be a lovely tour.
When the festival first started, I mean, as you say, it's lovely that you're promoting homegrown talent from the East, of which there are so many. But did you meet a few detractors who would say, ah, sure, that'll never take off, we haven't got enough?
Well, no, I wasn't here at the beginning, but my understanding of it is that actually the way the festival started was a bunch of people, I think it was a Facebook post actually, and somebody said, do you think there should be a festival in East Belfast? And it was kind of the opposite. It was, there was so much happening. Why is there not a festival here? There's all this creative talent. Artists are living here. People that make work or work in the arts, like myself, living in East Belfast. You know, why do we need to go into the city centre for some arts activities? Shouldn't we have a festival? And some other people said, yeah, we should. And so we did.
Perfect. Yeah. And as you say, the Facebook post, social media is so important,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Getting the word out.
Yeah.
That must be very important to you too.
We're doing a lot around that, and hopefully trying to make some interesting and engaging offerings out there on our social media, and just getting people to kind of follow the story and join in and be part of the vibe this year, because there's a lot happening. One of the things I actually wanted to talk about, if I can, is that Sam and Joan McCready are presenting one of their new pieces. So I'm sure you know Sam.
Yeah.
So Sam has developed a piece by Robert Harbinson. So it's called No Surrender. Robert Harbinson was a man that lived in East Belfast, I think just off D Street. He was Protestant working class, and he wrote memoirs of his early life in Ulster based around that area, and it was based around the 1930s and 40s, so it's kind of very much kind of shipyard themed. It's a very funny piece. Sam did a rehearsed reading for us in last year's festival, which went down beautifully. And so he's presenting the full show, and it's on at the Strand Arts Centre on the 3rd and 4th of August at 7 o'clock. Sam has adapted and will perform the piece, and it's directed by his wife Joan, who a lot of people will know from her work, you know, yeah, as a performer as well. So we're excited to have Sam and Joan involved in that. And it highlights that this year, one of the things that happens, I suppose, when you put a programme together, sometimes themes arise that you weren't necessarily banking on. And this year there's a bit of a maritime theme. So the Strand Arts Centre have run with that themselves, and they have a whole like mini festival of maritime themed events that are happening in the Strand Arts Centre. And we've also got a lovely piece which is happening in St Patrick's Church at the bottom of the Newtonards Road, and it's called Songs of the Shipyard. So again, another East Belfast writer that people might not necessarily be very familiar with, unless they were particularly interested in the shipyards. His name is Thomas Carn Duff, and he was known as the shipyard poet.
Wow. So I mean, it's as they say, every day is a school day. So
well, here we are now. So it's, and again, it goes back to what you were talking about, right, in terms of celebrating some of the people that kind of lived and breathed East Belfast and created their work around that, and combining that with the current artists in East Belfast. So the celebration of Thomas Carn Duff and as the shipyard poet has been created by Sid Peacock, who's a contemporary musician and composer, and his band Peacock Angel are going to be delivering that in the church, and some of the players from the Ulster Orchestra brass section will be involved in that performance as well. So it's again, and Sam and Joan are going to narrate, so that ties together fabulous. And the new and, yeah, and quite absolutely. A nice way, doesn't it?
And I would say that you, as the word's getting out, it's constantly evolving as well, the festival. I know you're probably, it's a full-time job for you, and as soon as it finishes, you're going to be working on next year's as well. Yeah. But people want information, what's the website?
So the website is eastsidearts.net. If you also don't have access to a computer, we are lucky to be having the Visit Belfast Welcome Centre as our walk-in box office today, so you can pop down to the Visit Belfast Welcome Centre and go in and buy your tickets, or you can give them a ring on 0289024 6609, and again everything is listed online, which is eastsidearts.net.
I must admit, I do like a programme. I like a physical holding it in my hand.
I love it as well. And ours is, it's a lovely
program.
Thing this
it
year,
is.
Isn't it?
Well, listen, Rachel, thank you so much indeed. And also, thank you very much indeed for giving us tickets that we've been giving away all week. And today we've got one pair of tickets for you to go to see the Belfast Community Gospel Choir performing as part of the Eastside Arts Festival. It's on Saturday the 5th of August, which is Saturday week. It's at 7:45, the venue St Patrick's Church. And to win those tickets, all you have to do is be caller number 5. Call now on 0289033105. Rachel, the very best of luck.
Thank
and
you
thank
so much,
you.
Pamela. Thank you.